AccuWeather forecast, plenty of sunshine today with a high near 80. Racine police investigating a shots fired incident that began around the 1600 block of Packard Avenue just after 9 this morning. The initial reports had a man firing a gun, then running toward a yard. With officers flooding into that area, the occupants of a black SUV were confronted at 16th and Racine Streets. One person detained, a handgun reportedly confiscated. Officers also focusing their attention on a backyard in the 1600 block of Phillips Avenue for unexplained reasons. Meanwhile, Racine police were called just after 1:30 this morning to the emergency room of the All Saints campus. Somebody there showing up with a gunshot wound. An officer reportedly finding what appeared to be the scene where it may have happened. No further information, however, has come forward. Governor Walker issuing an executive order today declaring a state of emergency in Eau Claire, Buffalo, and Trempealeau counties. It's to help local governments and residents recover from the damage caused by severe storms and flooding August 10th and the 11th. With that, the State Department of Transportation is now requesting the Federal Highway Administration release emergency funding that can help with the estimated $1.8 million in damage to highways in three counties, 5 to 8 inches of rain falling there. The flooding and the runoff resulted in a number of road closures, though all state highways did reopen a few days later. It's been an interesting and challenging year for the wine grape industry in Wisconsin. It's also about to get kind of profitable because it is almost harvest time. Amaya Achua with the UW-Madison Extension's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences says there are several very popular types of grapes that grow here in Wisconsin.
Marquette is a very popular variety, makes an excellent red wine. We also have La Crescent, that's a variety that makes a white wine. Brianna is a new variety, relatively new, that is becoming very popular and makes a really nice wine with a lot of floral tones. And we also have Frontenac, is a variety that yields pretty consistently, makes wine. Depending on where they grow in the States, it can be a really nice wine, but it's a very consistent variety, so the growers like it very much.
Achua points out that they do have a newsletter from UW-Madison every other week during the growing season, April to October, or you can just go online to fruit.wisc.edu, look for the tab Newsletter. Well, American consumers boosted their spending at a little bit slower pace in July. At the same time, though, incomes accelerated a bit. Here's Gary Cohen with more.
The Commerce Department says spending grew 0.3% in July, followed by a 0.5% increase in June. The slowdown had been expected, given an earlier report that retail sales were flat in July. Incomes grew 0.4% in July, up from a 0.3% increase in June. Economists are counting on solid gains in consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of economic activity, to power overall growth in the second half of the year. I'm Gary Cohen.
And Dallas Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett refusing to rule out Tony Romo for the opening game of the regular season. That despite reports, the Burlington product will be sidelined 6 to 10 weeks with a broken bone in his back. And rookie Dak Prescott would be named the starting quarterback, already has by owner Jerry Jones. As for Garrett, well, he's sticking to his public stance. Romo's situation is day-to-day, just like every other player.
We've gotten a lot of different timetables for when he can return. We also know that he's played with a broken bone in his back before. So there's no reason for me to stand up here and put a timetable on this. I think a lot of other people outside of this building have suggested they know what the timetable is. That's not the world we live in. We live in the world day by day. Do what you can to get yourself better, and we'll update you as we go.
The 36-year-old Romo, who missed a large portion of last season with injuries, hurt on the third play of the Cowboys-Seattle preseason game last Thursday. Hollywood movie legend Robert Redford is supporting Democratic Wisconsin U.S. Senate candidate Russ Feingold, including donations to his campaign. The fundraising plea coming the same day an independent political action committee backing incumbent Senator Ron Johnson called Let America Work has announced a new ad buy. Feingold's campaign dispersing the fundraising email signed by Redford asking for the donations as low as $3 to support him. The actor, director, producer writing that he's been observing the political season with, quote, disbelief and deep concern for America, but adding that Feingold needs support because, again quoting, he stands up for economic justice and working people, unquote. A 40-year-old Milwaukee woman, Nicole Satterfield, got arrested over the weekend. Her first operating while intoxicated offense, State Patrol did it. She was driving south on the interstate in Racine County near Highway C. Her 9-year-old daughter in the vehicle at the time. Car was initially stopped for speeding, according to a news release. A trooper, though, also smelled intoxicants from inside, did a standard field sobriety test, then put Satterfield under arrest, the child transported by a patrol supervisor to her father. At the hospital, Satterfield allegedly refused further testing, prompting a warrant and more charges, including no insurance or a valid license. New federal drone regulations are in effect as of today. Those include licensing requirements for pilots and a ban on nighttime operations. Waivers, though, can be requested to exceed the new written rules. For those of you who think there are too many roundabouts now being built, imagine living in Carmel, Indiana, which now has the International Roundabout of the Year, as named by an English urban design group. City spokesperson Nancy Eck says this one was noted for its beauty, landscaping, and location, but she says they've got a lot more of them.
Carmel has more roundabouts than any other city in the U.S. We will be opening our 100th this year.
She notes that the mayor there, Jim Brainerd, he studied in England when he was younger, thought that roundabouts were a really good fit to address their traffic concerns.
Not only does it reduce the injury accidents, but have you ever come to a traffic light and you're the only one sitting there?
City of Racine's newest roundabout at State and Spring Streets, partially open at this point, part of the Northwestern Avenue project, which is still allowing eastbound traffic only from near the Racine Country Club. Racine's Redevelopment Authority is meeting just after 5 o'clock this afternoon in room 307 at City Hall, the closed session longer than the open portion. The agenda includes a small business revolving loan request for $105,000 from the CD Block Grant Program for Stevens Express Trucking, also a request of $507,000 for R&B Grinding. There is also a Second Amendment to the development deal on the RootWorks project with Iowa developer Rodney Blackwell for the city's acquisition of the Promenade property. It would also extend the existing agreement to December 15th. City would get reimbursement from the developer where applicable. Voters in the Chippewa Falls School District may get yet another tax hike question on the November ballot. Tonight's school board meeting, well, it has school leaders considering a $92 million referendum. That would be in addition to the $61 million question that the school board okayed just last week. Nearly 1.4 million Wisconsinites may be getting a postcard in October about not being registered to vote for the November election. The State Elections Commission's Reed Magny says these cards are a requirement for the state for joining a multi-state electronic effort trying to improve voter registration lists.
We have to send out a mailing to every voter who has a driver license or a state ID card who is not registered to vote, letting them know that they may not be registered to vote and telling them how they can do that.
Members of the Election Commission still have to formally vote on the mailing plan. That'll be at a meeting tomorrow. The company that jacked up the price on its life-saving allergy treatment EpiPen now says a generic version is going to be offered for half price. Mylan today announcing it'll sell for 50% of that list price for the brand name, a big change from last week when the chief executive officer defended raising the price from $100 back in 2009 to $600 today. Racine police continuing to investigate a shots fired incident that began around the 1600 block of Packard Avenue just after 9 o'clock this morning. Also, earlier this morning, somebody walked into the emergency room reportedly with a gunshot wound. Police continuing to investigate that situation. Supervisory members of the Racine Fire Department's Regional Hazardous Materials Team are being recommended for a boost in the special stipend they get each year to be involved in that operation. It is contracted by the state to respond not only to situations in Racine County, but also Kenosha and Walworth. Fire Chief Steve Hansen talking to the Finance and Personnel Committee about a $100 increase for each of the six members of the Hazmat Oversight Committee, as well as a $500 boost for the Hazmat Chief.
The stipends that were being proposed here are all being paid out of state hazmat funds. There are no levy dollars involved in this at all. If the state decides, and we have no indication of this at this time, but if the state were to decide to end a contract with the city, these stipends would go away with that and would not be built into the budget process. It is completely separate from the fire department budget.
Chief Hansen noted that while not in this request, there is also incentive pay involved for the 42 team members to attend training sessions. Finance Committee supporting the additional hazmat team stipends. That matter going on to the council for September 6th. A lot of school districts currently offer up computer science classes. John Johnson with the Department of Public Instruction in Madison says there are no standards, though, for what really should be covered.
In an area like computer science, there are some districts in the state that don't have computer science classes yet, and there are many parts of the state that may not have the expertise locally to develop a kindergarten through 12th grade set of standards.
DPI right now seeking public comment through its website on whether or not the agency should develop voluntary standards for directing the schools on the key skills computer science courses need to be emphasizing. And a 7-year-old boy doing what he can to help the Green Bay Police Department get a new canine. They lost theirs earlier this month after 4 years. Ethan Ingham giving the department a check for $520 that he raised online through a GoFundMe campaign. The equipment to begin a semi-automated solid waste collection system next summer in the city of Racine is still needed, so the Public Works and Services Committee tonight will be considering, among other things, a request to purchase 4 side-loading collection trucks through what is known as the Lake County Joint Purchase Agreement. The Common Council a few weeks ago said yes to the semi-automated proposal from DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen, whose initial plan, of course, for full automation, that ran into automatic pushback. The semi-automated system with 95-gallon containers is still going to require a special program for bulky waste collection, possibly 1 free per quarter per residence. And the Pearl Street location, that will be open a lot more next year. Let's Go Shopping, Remembering Racine's Downtown of the 1950s and 60s. It's going to be presented Tuesday, September the 13th at both 1 p.m. and 6 p.m. in the S.C. Johnson Golden Rondell Theater. Racine natives Carol Burrow Gianforte and Jim Mercier, they're going to be taking the audience back to a time when downtown was the place to shop, more than 150 stores. The presentation will include photographs and descendants of the owners of some of those memorable businesses sharing their memories. The audience itself will also have a chance to talk about the good old days. Let the Golden Rondell Theater know, though, you plan to attend. www.scjohnson.com/CIP reservations. A Nobel Prize-winning scientist is dead after passing away at a St. Paul hospital. The wife of James Cronin telling the Star Tribune her husband fell while visiting a daughter recently at a vacation home in Wisconsin. The 84-year-old professor emeritus taken to that medical facility where he died. Cronin shared the 1980 Nobel with Van Logsten Fitch for their study of the decay of a single subatomic particle. Amazon is testing the workability of a 30-hour work week with the same benefits as full-time workers, but 75% of what 40-hour employees get paid. Amazon pointing out, though, there are no plans for 30 hours a week company-wide. And Chippewa Falls' Tina Parker, she's headed to the White House next week as one of America's best science and math teachers. She is Western Wisconsin's winner of a Presidential Award for Excellence in Math and Science Teaching. Just 3 other teachers in the entire state got that honor. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.